It's Friday, Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Guess what? It would be the last day of the month, but it's a leap year, so we have a February 29th tomorrow.
And you know what? There are people who have birthdays on leap.
I was just going to say, so that means if you're like 30, you're only 7 years old because you only celebrate your birthday every 4 years.
But today's our niece Sophie's birthday. Happy birthday, baby.
Why do you stop loving the music? She didn't listen to this. If our niece listens to this show,
no. But I'm just. I think her parents
do. She'd be like Jackson saying the F word already at 2.5 years old.
He's saying fork, but everyone thinks he's saying, you know, the F word.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I had him today, and in the middle of like just walking
around.
Oh my
God! You know what happened today?
He says fuck, fuck. I'm like, is that fork? I hope he's saying fork.
But you know what happened today? Where were we today? Where did I take the baby today? Where did I take him?
I don't know.
We went to Target.
Yeah.
What happened though? I was paying for something.
Oh no.
What did I say? I go, oh my God, that sucks. And the cashier was like, yeah, that sucks. And the baby kept like, sucks, sucks.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh my, he's like a Jeff. Oh,
he's
he does repeat things
he's
now.
He's a parrot.
Oh my God.
We don't need a parrot. We have one. Little Jackson's a parrot. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, guys. It's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here. What's up?
Hey, Jeff, the coronavirus. I mean, it's like, it's freaky. But
I
can
know.
I tell you something?
I won't drink that beer ever again. Those Mexicans are trying to kill. Oh, wait. That's not the corona.
But do you know that people are not buying Corona beer because of fear of coronavirus?
People are dumb.
Does that have anything to do with that?
You know,
how stupid. Get with me.
I have to admit that when I picked up, I bought garlic the other day. And it came from China. And as I bought the garlic, I said, So I kind of get people having a fear, but not of Corona beer.
Okay, seriously? Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's a lot of people are not drinking Corona beer because...
But the bigger deal is that the stock market's crashing right now because of this. And the people who hate Trump are happy about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I see on Facebook, oh, this is great. I'd rather have Trump be destroyed than the stock market do well. People are crazy.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't get it.
I'm sorry. I can't hate anybody that much. I want the markets to do well.
Of course you do.
I don't care if Trump benefits because of that. I want my money to grow. I don't want my money to shrink.
Oh, I know, right?
People are so dumb.
Anyway, so Jeff, look at this.
Don't worry.
People are scared of buying Corona beer amid coronavirus pandemic fears. New poll shows. Okay, I don't think that has to do
pandemic.
Anything. Pandemic. Oh,
is the word.
Okay. What did I say?
I don't know. It just didn't sound right.
Okay. Pandemic.
Sorry.
Hold on.
It's a Corona pandemic. Can I drink Heineken still?
I can still drink wine, right?
Oh, my God. How about Modelo?
Modelo? Oh, wait. Presidente Beer is not part of A-Rod. He's now like on the board too.
You know, how did he? You know, he was such a liar. It's amazing how people can rehabilitate themselves.
Get with me now.
He was such a liar when it came to the whole baseball thing. Yet somehow
now the J-Lo
he gets a pass. He's able to go on. And
I
some
know.
People lie and they you know. But
I know,
no,
right?
What mean?
How are you? It's Carolina and Jeff on the podcast.
What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Are you asleep?
Are you naked?
Or are you in the toilet bowl? Are you sleeping? What's going on?
Actually, I am naked and watching Netflix.
Can I tell you something? Oh. They said Netflix is benefiting from the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Is it?
Carolina,
well, everybody's stuck at home, man. I'm afraid. I mean, I don't touch anybody. My kids go to an Asian school. I wrap them up in saran wrap.
You're gonna order egg rolls in tonight, or you're not having
no.
Chinese?
No, can
food?
I tie with?
Hold on, the Chinese place around here is empty, and that place usually on a Friday night on the weekend is packed.
Really?
But nobody wants to order any Chinese food.
Oh,
no,
that's
they
scary.
Said Chinese restaurants are suffering because of the coronavirus.
Wow.
But Wabin, that has really nothing to do with it,
no.
Unless because maybe people are afraid that they have family members that have gone to China, it could affect them.
Let me give you an example of what's going on right now in my life. Claudia works for a prestigious rehab center in Manhattan.
She does.
And one of the therapists, his wife went to China.
For
and nobody wants to talk. Yeah, nobody wants to talk to the poor old Chinese guy.
People go
because
to China.
You know, because the wife came back and he didn't report it that the wife was in China.
Oh wow.
It so happened that he mentioned it out of nowhere, and you know, it was like now, you know, he was the friendly guy in the place. Now nobody wants to talk to him.
Now nobody wants him.
By him and stuff like that. So, you know, my wife says, "Listen, I like the guy, but I don't want to even touch him. I mean, the minute that he calls, I'm out the door."
Let me tell you something. Rabin, you're doing the right thing.
But it's in other countries too. It's not just China. See, they got somebody from Italy.
Mexico just reported their first coronavirus patient.
Wow.
Just
but
today.
But you sure it's not like Corona the beer? Because I mean, did you guys hear that the consumption of Corona, the Corona beer? It's down by 34%.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Yeah,
I just said that. We've been in Newsweek. Oh, okay. People are scared of buying Corona beer amid coronavirus pandemic fears.
No, that's because...
Hold on. That has nothing to do with the virus.
Carolina, that's because the Mexicans urinate in the beer. Don't you know that?
No.
Remember that?
You're an idiot.
Remember that rumor?
They do. You know what? If they did
piss
it,
in the
it tastes better. It tastes better.
That's crazy.
That 34% is an idiot that Corona is related to Corona beer. It's a moron.
Well, that's like people
that's
not
stupid.
That's like people not dealing with the Chinese. I mean, it's it's such a small amount of. It's still a very small amount of people. More people get the flu than get the coronavirus.
Well, can I tell you something?
People die from the flu every year.
My mother and I a couple weeks ago, right? 2 weeks ago. My mother ordered ribs from our favorite Chinese place, and it's a little house.
Are you crazy?
No, but let me tell you something. Because my mother was in a mood, I'm like, okay, let me go get it
for her. They're horrible.
Can I tell you something? That day and 2 days later, my mother and I were both practically in a hospital, throwing up. We had fevers.
But I got sick the next day and didn't eat any of the Chinese food.
But you,
I ate the broccoli.
But you were asleep. You ate the broccoli.
But that wasn't the broccoli that made me sick.
I
know it wasn't.
The baby didn't get sick. The baby did not get sick.
The baby got sick before that. You called me at work. You
he
said
had bronchitis,
he was throwing
Jeff,
up.
He had
Stop right now. You called me and told me the baby was throwing up.
I really feel like the child watching his parents fight. Like I'm in the middle of my dad. You guys are arguing.
No,
right?
He doesn't. By the way, she cursed in front of me today and in front of the baby.
No,
because I didn't clean the room.
He did not hear us.
He did hear you.
He's a sponge.
Ran away.
Yeah, every word now. He repeats everything. Today he's been saying fuck, fuck, fuck. But I think he's saying fork because we don't curse in front of him.
Sure. Yeah. That's what Francisco used to say, and now he says fuck, fuck, fuck really quick.
Not fork, huh?
Fork.
Give me that fork and fork, please.
Whitney, can I tell you something though? So I know a lot of my friends don't want to go out. Period. So I mean, other than work, okay. So you know what they've done? A lot of them, they've gone to Costco and BJ's, and literally they bought 3 months of food supplies because they don't want to go out.
All right, that's
what they're suggesting. They're suggesting to buy plenty of food and stuff. Not here in the United States, but I mean, your friends are maybe crazy, but they're suggesting we're in Italy and other countries that please stack up. They want people to stock up like it's a hurricane or a storm coming.
Wow.
Because you never know. Here, I just got a letter from ACS, which is my kid's schools here, saying that
we got one too.
If anything was to happen, they have already in place to close down the school, and the kids will be able to be homeschooled through the computer.
Wow.
That's our school, too.
That's the worst case scenario. But, speaking of coronavirus, did you hear Pope Francis is, dying? They think that he has coronavirus?
He canceled all his services, all for the next couple of next 2 weeks.
I saw it doesn't look good, right?
Whitney, did you see him yesterday or 2 days ago? He didn't look good.
I don't know if this old man has a suicide pact or whatever, but... Dude, how do you go out and start hugging coronavirus people? Are you an idiot?
Because he's a man
of
God.
That's what he did?
Él es un hombre de Dios. Hombre de Dios. What are you going to do? He's a man of God.
He went on Ash Wednesday. There's a picture of him everywhere blowing his nose and coughing on Ash Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
He's a man of God. Your God has a very good sense of humor saying you have to hug coronavirus.
Well, I hope not.
Did you hear that? They said this is only rumors, all right? A lot of people in China are also bringing their own toilet paper to bathrooms. They don't even use whatever's like restaurants.
Won't use their own.
And you know what? I got to tell you.
Maybe because it's single ply and it's not really good. Maybe it's a cheap, the 1,000-sheet roll, which is like sandpaper on my butt. No thanks.
That might have been brought out to the light now, but it's very common amongst Asians to bring their own toilet paper. It's very hard in China. A lot of public bathrooms do not carry toilet paper.
I heard that's the way it is. I heard that's the way it is in the Middle East and with toilets. What were you going to ask him if there's a difference in toilet paper?
Yeah, but I mean, do you buy a certain toilet paper because it's softer on your ass? Because I could use anything on my ass. Oh. Nothing bothers me. Meanwhile, Jeff has to use that thick one, and which stuffs our toilet bowl.
It's not thick. It's just softer. Okay.
Who cares? When
I had my surgery, my Fisher surgery years ago, I was told to use a softer toilet paper, to not use the Scott 1,000 sheet roll, which cost 2 cents. You know. Everybody uses that stuff.
I like using the cheap one, just because I know I could get in there really good. The thing with the fluffy one is that you clean your butt and then you get like little beans and you know, especially me that I have a hairy butt. So I get in there and it's a real mess.
We apologize. Do you fold it over in your hands, or do you just stuff a wad up there? I mean, all right, anyway.
No, I fold it up in my hand.
Okay, here's a controversy in our house. Do you clean from the back or the front?
Why is that a controversy?
Hold on, wait. Now I got to go to the bathroom and sit down and see how I do it. Okay,
it's disgusting.
Jeff cleans in the back. Oh, okay. I clean from the front.
It's not like from the balls up. I go and I put my hand towards my right.
Okay.
And lift up and go up. Okay. Not like a woman. You know how women go? They go. I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, listen.
Why do I
think I'm gonna vomit.
Hey, does anybody care about Harry and Meghan? Anybody care?
No.
I'm really so over that. Even the old ladies like over there. They mentioned the Harry. Get the fuck. Don't ask.
Did you notice Harry was in London because this is his final weeks of doing royal duties. Meghan's out there. Yeah, Meghan's supposed to come in. But you know what? He even said, "Don't call me Harry. Don't call me Prince Harry. Just call me Harry."
Well, that's what he is.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, the other thing that he did, which I don't know if you read it, but you know, he flew there. I think he was flying back to Canada. He bought the whole first class cabin.
Oh, he did, right? So he'd be alone, huh?
Yeah, he bought the whole first. I mean, really, bro?
I mean, I wouldn't know that.
They just cut him off.
But they said that he carried his own bags. He hailed his own cab. Oh, but he's got security.
I guess he got his tax because he just got the whole first class cabin to himself.
Wow.
I didn't know that, really.
That was a joke, you know.
Sorry.
We Latinos usually get our tax money and we spend it all.
Sorry.
Not in this house.
Okay.
Hey, Wavie, did you hear that the Bachelor, what is it, Bachelor or Bachelor? Bachelor is now going to have another show, for seniors.
Old people, yeah.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I saw that.
Oh, that's nice. Jeff's mom going to answer?
No, she can't do that.
There will not be no bikini contest, I hope, you know? I think it's 65 and older, right?
Yeah, 65 and older,
So.
Jeff, what was that survey you told me about? Ask me if that's true, that survey.
I saw this thing. It said that 80% of people take more than 30 minutes to recover from a distraction at work, meaning looking at an Instagram picture or a coworker coming up to you and telling you a story. It takes a half an hour to recover. Can you think?
No.
That's a lot.
Recover from what? Recover from what? I ask you.
It's the world of the snowflake where everybody can't take any criticism.
Please.
I have a better story.
Hold on, let me. Yeah. We're being. So did you hear that? There's a new Kobe Bryant sneaker coming out in March.
No, I didn't hear about that. Really?
Yeah, that's coming up. And did you hear though that now Vanessa Bryant is suing?
Does it have a little helicopter?
No, it does not. Too soon. Let me say. Did you hear though that she's now suing the helicopter company and the pilot? I guess the family of the pilot.
Family, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the pilot had a history of not following the rules. I mean, remember, when you're a pilot, you are in charge of those people, of your passengers.
Of course.
And you should have known that if there was fog, I'm not gonna fly. Guys, we gotta stand down, or we're gonna have to leave a little bit later, or whatever, you know. But he didn't take that. He just got on that helicopter and honestly killed himself and killed seven other people.
But we'll never know if someone said to him, "Hey, fly anyhow, man. I pay you. Fly." Seriously, you don't know if Kobe Bryant said, listen, we got to get there. Yeah. Can you make it? And the guy said, yeah, I can make it.
We'll never know because there was no black box there either. We'll never, ever know. But, Webby, did you see the memorial this past Monday? I saw parts of it.
Yeah, very, very beautiful. I love Michael Jordan's words. I love Shaquille O'Neal's words.
I know. Yeah. But did you see, so Vanessa Bryant, nobody knew she was going to speak or not
until
the last minute.
That.
She decided the last minute. And Webby, damn, she was strong.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's strong. She's real strong. I mean, I could tell that it wasn't equal love for Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Like the daughter. She had more of I guess as a mother, you know, she dedicated more to the daughter than to Kobe. You know, she said all the good things about Kobe, the daughter, I mean, that was really touching where she said that she can't see her daughter walk down the aisle have her kids.
That's brutal,
that
right?
That messed me up, man.
I started crying, I got so much. But it was really touching, but, you know. Everybody's like, supporting her. Now she's got like 14 million followers now. She opened up her Instagram.
I mean, let me tell you something. Right now, I mean, I give this about a year or two before we have the Vanessa Bryant, reality show coming out.
Oh,
she's gonna be doing stuff. She's gonna be in the limelight. Trust me.
But Webby, you don't think she's got enough money? They have money.
Yeah,
she doesn't need it. They don't need it.
They have money, but she also likes to be in the limelight.
She never did.
Trust
she
me.
Never
she was pretty,
liked.
She was quiet before.
Yeah, she was. And Webin, that's why her Instagram was always private. She only had 400 people she was following, and it was not public.
It was like all family, right?
It was all family. And now after they died, she opened it up. Everybody got to see what there was in there.
Wow.
But you see, I don't know. Did you see the memorial?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I did.
Okay. First of all, she's Kobe Bryant's widow. Second, she looked great on TV. I'm sorry. I know she was going to
look bonita.
She looks hot.
Of course
right.
She's got to look
okay. No, I get it. Yeah,
she is sellable. So
you're right.
The minute that they're going to, they'll be out there and be like, Vanessa, just for your daughters. Because remember, she has plenty of money. That's fine. That's great. But now you have the ability to make more money for your husband's legacy and for your kids.
Yep.
You understand me?
You're pitching.
If I was somebody that was a producer of reality, I'd hire her in a minute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, good pitch from Webin.
Yeah, I get.
You know?
I get your just like Harry and Meghan. They're gonna be billionaires.
Yeah, they don't have to use the word Sussex or Royals.
No, they don't have to. They're gonna be billionaires.
They can just you know them by Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
You know it's not Harry Styles.
The thing is, I don't know if you guys have seen the leaked video or the video of them at a party where. They had the director, the producer of one of these animated series or animated movies and stuff like that. He's just selling the shit out of Megan.
Yeah, oh my God.
You sound desperate when you do that.
He said she does voiceovers, by the way.
I didn't see that.
That was a royal event where Beyonce was there and that producer. And I saw the video, because they already knew what they were going to do. You know that?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Because she didn't want the royal life. Never wanted it.
Never wanted
she wanted
that.
She wanted the royal like the pomp and circumstance and the title, but she didn't want to live that way.
Yeah, but you know what? There are a lot of rumors that she and what's the other chick's name? The other sister-in-law never got along. Never got along.
Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, I like Kate Middleton.
How about the one with the nice butt? Who was that? Kate's sister. What was her name? Remember that one?
Oh, Pippa.
Middleton. Pippa. Oh, Pippa.
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 By the way, guys, can I go back to the Kobe Bryant memorial?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys spoke about it, but Beyonce opened up the
She
the
was
memorial.
Great. She was
and,
great.
They ordered all photographers to not take pictures while she was on. Actually, they stood, about 5 to 6 bodyguards stood in front of
the media
pit. And I find that to be kind of stupid because it's not about her. It was about Kobe.
Well, the rumors are that Beyonce doesn't like photos being taken of her. It has to be her staff taking it, and she has to approve the photos.
You're right, though.
This is not about her.
But they made. She made it about her then. If she did that,
Exactly.
Just let people take pictures at a memorial. They're not going to take tons of pictures.
But she's also worried about her image. Of if there's Noah's hair hanging out of her hair,
big deal.
Whatever. Like she's singing, her mouth is open.
Long nose hair, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're that worried, then don't show up to those.
I agree.
Show up to looking stunning, which she did look stunning and stuff like that. just chill out.
Because you saw J-Lo. You saw J-Lo in the audience. She was crying. And she was a wreck. Her eyes were red. But you know what? She didn't say anything. She let herself be photographed. Mm-hmm. Because it was a public memorial for someone that had passed away. So you know what? Shut up.
A-Rod and J-Lo are a marketing machine. That's what they do.
I just said
they're making tons of money.
I was just saying, it's amazing this guy is rehabilitating his image. He was one of the biggest liars in baseball, a big cheat, and somehow he's like, he comes on Shark Tank, he's all respected. He lied endlessly about doing performance and drugs.
Is he now co-owner of Presidente Beer too?
He is, yes. He's owner of Presidente USA.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means that he'll put the brand, he's also the brand ambassador, Presidente Beer, and he's going to put it out there because all of America knows about beer is either Coors, Budweiser, Miller.
Heineken.
Now you're putting this international beer into the American people's eyes.
Putting it on the
that's
map.
That's what Exactly. That's what A-Rod does, putting his name on the beer. That's it. Boom. That thing is an instant seller. Presidente had never seen a commercial on the Super Bowl.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right,
they
you're
got
right.
it done with A-Rod.
Oh, that was, A-Rod I didn't know they had
Jeff
one.
Jensen and make him a multi-millionaire by not even doing anything. The thing is, all you got to do is let A-Rod guide you. The guy is a great businessman.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what he did in baseball, and which, by the way, that's argumentative. The whole baseball thing.
Oh, no, he lied. He lied.
He
lied.
He
fucking lied.
Everybody in baseball lied, even the owners and MLB.
Right,
lied.
Right.
Because when these guys were hitting baseballs out the park, when these guys were throwing baseballs at 100 miles, nobody was saying shit. So, come on, and they were making money. Why? Because they were making money. So to call the guy a liar or a cheat, listen, I'm not an A-Rod fan, but let's be honest. Who are the liars and the cheaters? Major League Baseball and the owners of the club.
Of course, but this guy got, I remember Mike Francesa asked him flat out, did you ever use performance drugs? And he was on 60 Minutes. He just lied to everybody, and it just doesn't sit well with me when you're full of crap.
And you know, Webby, did you hear it? This is what I was talking about last time. Taylor and Hatch is a new brand of better for, you know, how to make those meals that you can make by, they provide like all the ingredients in a meal.
Meal a day?
Yeah.
Meal a day?
Yeah. It's being sold at Walmart. That's also
A-Rod. Exactly. A-Rod business? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, Jesse.
What they do is they verify everything that they put their names on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy, what's the guy, Kim Kardashian's best friend with the food thing, the food guy, whatever his name is. You know that guy, the Kim Kardashian's best friend? He talks about food and stuff like that.
I know. What's his name? I haven't seen him in a while. What's his name again? I haven't seen him in a while. What are you talking about?
That fucking guy, anyway. The whole thing with him is that instead of him putting his name on things that last, like he's been putting his name on burger chains that have been failures. You know what I'm saying? So what J-Lo and A-Rod do is they know what they're going to put their names on.
I'm sure they have massive staffs to vet this stuff.
And they also saw Emmy. She's going to be coming out with a book, too. Emmy's coming out, and also a
Who's
CD.
Emmy?
Emmy, the daughter, who sang at the Super Bowl.
Oh, she's 11, right?
Yeah, she's 11, yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Mark Anthony's son doesn't do anything. The Max. No, I said now.
Yeah, that I don't know if Mark Anthony was pulling out when he was me, because the thing is that the little girl...
Oh, my God, Webby, no.
The little girl was tall, and this week, I don't know if, like, his pull-out game was weak, but let me tell you something. Like, I don't get it. The kid doesn't do nothing. Okay, all I see him with is a damn iPad. I hope he's a good cook.
I know. And no, he doesn't really do anything. No. Meanwhile, but you know what? You never see A-Rod's ex-wife, the mother of the daughters. All the daughters talk about, oh, J-Lo's my stepmom. They don't talk about their mother. They say, my stepmom, so proud of her.
Maybe there's some weird relationship. You never know with this stuff. I have friends on Facebook who got divorced. Used to post their kids on Facebook all the time. Now you don't see their kids ever anymore.
Let's just say you divorce Claudia, God forbid, because I know that's not going to happen.
No way.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, good.
But let's just say you marry somebody else, and then you have your kids only talking about the stepmom. I mean, isn't that weird? You don't think that's weird?
Listen, in a Latino relationship, that is a no-no. Like, there's always a fucking
You know that. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
But, you know, J-Lo and Mark and A-Rod, they are actually trying to make it seem that it's a, it's cool to have a co-parenting relationship. I mean, they always go like to each other's kids' schools, and
they do.
The other day, I saw A-Rod's ex-wife with the boyfriend and stuff like that.
Oh, she's
like
got a boyfriend?
That shit wouldn't happen. Yeah, the husband of the A-Rod's wife, which is another, like, I don't get it too. I don't know if you leave your husband that's a rich husband and you just get like with another rich guy. Like, she just got with another rich guy.
It's but always anyway, another rich guy, of course.
Well, I guess that, she's pretty though. I forgot her
name.
Yeah, but
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
But they were having something with one of A-Rod's daughters, and everybody went. You know, J-Lo was there, and they had the picture. You know, they all took it, and they co-parent, which is beautiful. I love that.
That's good, then.
But if that would be like a real Puerto Rican family, they'd be bottle breaking over the head.
No friggin' way.
Well, it's healthy for the kids. That's the thing, right?
No friggin'
the
way. Yeah, you have two Latinas that are the ex-wife and the girlfriend. No way that would be...
I left you for a mistress. Would you hang out with me and Jackson and my mistress?
First of all, you would not be in this planet anymore. You would be gone. You'd be gone. Right, Vivian?
Yeah, of course you'd be gone. I'd see Carolina on this investigation discovery on how she killed Jeff.
Jeff, anything else before we get out of here?
You know, I found interesting... Did you see the text messages Johnny Depp wrote to his friend about his wife?
What was that? What was that about?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I didn't hear anything.
I paid no attention to it.
Well, he texted his friend, that actor Paul Bettany. He wanted to burn and drown his ex-wife Amber Heard.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's nuts.
Hey, listen, if Wabin said that, he'd be in jail already.
Yeah,
he'd be in jail.
Of course.
Let's drown her before we burn her. I will F her burned corpse afterwards to make sure she's dead.
Oh my god!
That's allegedly what he texted to his friend. Drank all night before I picked up Amber to fly to L.A. this past Sunday. Ugly maid, half a bottle of whiskey, 1,000 Red Bull and vodkas, pills, ..
Oh,
he's got a libel suit going against a paper, so that it's, he's crazy.
But the whole thing with that is also, too, I don't know if you guys had seen, but it came out to light that the abused person in that relationship was actually Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Wow.
You believe that?
The wife was... Oh, no. There's actual phone conversations and recorded conversations of her saying that she's going to fuck him up, she's going to kill him, she's going to do all types of shit for him. And, you know, he called the cops twice. He had bruises. She had cut his hand. So they said that she was the abusive one. So I remember, Johnny Depp is an alcoholic. So...
Wow.
I'm pretty sure...
That.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know that Johnny Depp was an alcoholic?
I didn't know that.
No, he's a crazy holic. He's a nut.
I didn't know that.
He's an alcoholic. He's actually a sick person. The guy, he's got, what, like $20 million a month spending?
Really?
Between
houses
and crates of wine and stuff like that. He's an alcoholic.
Made a lot of money off those the pirate movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He got a piece of those movies.
Hey, before we're out of here, Wabin, did you hear that bodega owners are pissed and they're going to fight the imminent plastic bag ban?
Right. They won't. It's Sunday. It goes into effect.
Yeah, but the bodegueros are pissed and they're fighting it. Now, I don't understand why. Why are they fighting it?
Because the thing is that all these bodegueros, you know, now they that's all they use, plastic bags. They don't use no brown paper bags. And the other thing is that when you go to the bodega, you want to pay for 10 cents for a bag? No.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Now bodegas got to charge you 10 cents for a plastic bag. They don't want to do that. Remember, a bodega is like your local boy that has something where you go and get it.
That's true.
Well,
now
they got to add something else to it. So.
You see, we've been dealing with the 5-cent plastic bag thing here in Suffolk County for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And you'd be shocked at how many people go into the store and walk out with no bag now. You see people walk out with like a half a gallon of milk and razors in their hands.
Isn't that weird, though?
Over a nickel.
Yeah, but you would think that there's... I feel like I'm stealing sometimes when I walk out with things in my hands.
It is weird, right? Well, maybe you are.
Well, listen. The older I get, the frugal I get. You know what I'm saying? So, like for me, 5 cents, 10 cents is 5 cents more or 10 cents more that I have to pay that I don't want to pay. Plain and simple. That's my form of thinking. So what I do is I take my little plastic bag, my little Whole Food bags and stuff like that, and I say, oh, I don't want any bags or whatever. You see me walking out like a. Like a gay guy in the village, you know what I'm saying? My bag and
like a shoplifter.
Stuff like that.
A shoplifter.
Hey, we're out of here in 2 seconds. Teach the kids to shoplift. Anything else, you guys?
I had one more quick story.
Hurry up.
There's a middle school in Utah that is requiring kids at the dance to only say yes.
What do you mean, yes?
If a boy comes up to your daughter and says, do you want to dance? There's a school where they make it so the girl cannot say no. So one mom is fighting for her daughter's right to say no at this middle school. In other words, the girl doesn't like this one guy came up and said, I want to dance with you. She didn't want to slow dance with this kid. And the school says, no, you have to dance with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What the hell is that?
I don't think that's right. Well, because I don't. I get it, and I don't. They want to build up kids' morales. You know that. I think when a kid gets turned down, se siente mal. I don't know what you mean. What do you
think? That's life, man. That's life.
Like, let's say Francisco goes to a dance, okay, and he asks a lot of little girls to dance, and they all say no. What? How is he going to feel? Well, I get it. Maybe,
that's life, Carol. Yeah. You got to go through rejection, mommy.
But aren't you going to feel bad that your little son's going to go home crying, Wibby?
No, this girl. This girl said that this boy made her feel uncomfortable, and she had to slow dance with him because he asked her to slow dance first.
All right, I can see that.
And the school said you have to say yes.
What if my kid is the smelly kid in school? The girl goes, I mean, he's got to go through rejection.
Right, exactly.
Well, you hope your kid's not the smelly kid.
You know?
No, I mean, my kid, no, I mean, believe me, guys, get ready for this, because once they hit the age of 7, 8, 9, now is brand names, and they want to look good. I got Francisco being in front of the mirror for an hour before he goes to school to make sure his hair is right.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, my son goes to school. He's Wabine. I. He's like a little model. The way I dress.
I want him to look like a kid, Wabine. No, just look like a boy.
Wabine, he gets mad at me because I'm always dressing up. He only can wear certain clothes.
Like, here's his outfit for the day. I'm like, outfit.
Wabine, what's
it's
wrong
not
with
outfit. It's clothes.
What's wrong with that, Wabine? Can I ask you what's wrong with that?
I mean, you wanna go. First of all, the thing is that you guys are first time parents. The second kid that you guys have. It's gonna be like, all right, fuck it, wear whatever the fuck you want.
See?
You get to that point. I mean, we go through it. Thank God that Natalia's got a sense of style, because now she's going to school with a bow on her head and wrapping paper.
Well, first of all, Claudia is an impeccable dresser. She's gorgeous and she dresses great.
Right, but the thing is that when you get to your second kid, I mean, and I have three, which I didn't raise the big one, but these two, like, for example, it's like, okay, Natalia was, like, mostly on her own because you're like, okay, we already went through that with the first one. Forget about it. You know, whatever. And that's it. You know, like, it's less attention to the second one. Oh. Honestly, believe it or not, you'll notice it. It's less attention. And the other, and the little one learns from the bigger one. So they are already a little bit more advanced.
Well, that's like, we're panicking over certain things. And all the people like you who have been parents for a while always say to me, oh, no big deal. You know, like, don't worry about it.
Give me an example of what you're panicking.
We panic over everything, actually. We panic over a lot of stuff. I mean,
Carolina panics when Jackson hits his head. He hits his head like 9 times a week.
Oh,
okay?
My God, Webby. I freak out and I call
the
doctor.
Not as much anymore.
Okay, head bumps are like very serious. You gotta be careful.
No. Please. Like
minor head bumps.
He'll tap it on the kitchen table. Like tap.
Okay.
I still panic over that. I still panic.
Not like the kind you got as a child, probably. You know.
Hey guys, we're out of here. You want to call us?
We are out of here.
516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. By the way, we are now partnered with iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're getting so much great feedback. So hopefully we start making money, the three of us, because that's what we want, guys. Tell your friends about it. We're all over iHeartRadio. We're still on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, Pandora, SoundCloud. But specifically, go to iHeartRadio and, you know what, demand the Carolina Cadillo Show with Wabine, Jeff, and Carolina. Okay, we love you guys and gracias de todo corazón for always supporting us.
Thanks, Wabine.
Thank you.
Wabine, your info?
Oh, my info.
Where can we hear you at also?
Well, you can check me out on Instagram at Wabine, and you can listen to me Monday through Friday from 6 in the morning to 11 in the morning at Mega 97.9 and El Vaso de la Mañana.
Yeah, and you guys made number one again, so felicidades for that.
He posts ass pics of me on Instagram. Check them out. Claudia.
All right. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254, jj@optonline.net. Yeah, Nestor from Connecticut, your t-shirts are going out Monday.
Oh, my
Some
God.
Some other shirts going out.
Adios,
and Brian Goodhair, thanks for contacting
yes, thank
me.
Thank you, yeah.
Bambi Baby,
Bambi
if you need baby furniture. Bambi Baby in Melville and West New York, New Jersey. Those are the two big ones.
Connecticut, New Jersey, they're everywhere.
Bambi Baby, tell Anelia the Carolina Cadillo Show sent you, right?
All right, guys, we're out of here.
Bambi Baby. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
Thanks for being. Have a good weekend. Get something good done tomorrow. It's an extra day. Extra day. 366 days this year. That's cool, right? Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.